Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
4 o'clock. Good to have you. We have done about 2 hours of Tiger baseball. We're going to get back into it in the five. Just a question of which number is more real. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Also, really nice interview with Tarek Skubal on the morning show. Liked what he had to say. We finally got a little bit of the sincerity we're hoping for. I like it here. I love playing here, etc. Good enough for me. I just need to hear you say it one time. Dealer's choice. And since there's three of you, there's going to be a vote. Okay. And how you guys vote determines what we do here and what we do in 10 minutes. Do you want the following? One segment, Sherrone Moore contract, or Lions historical power stat? We're going to do both, but what do you want to do right now? Kenny, David, Rico, you get to vote. It's election season.
I'm going to say Lions power stat.
Okay. Let's go to King Wolverine.
I'm voting Sherrone Moore contract.
That means the tiebreaker's the deflator?
Oh, no, I'm not the deflator today.
That's true. You and I are positive here, right, with the Tigers wild card odds. These two are bleep canning it. What do you want to hit for one segment?
I'm going to go with David. David?
Sherrone?
Yep, we're going to go strong black caucus here.
So let me ask a question.
Yes.
If Sherrone's contract situation had never gone public, does today ever happen?
No.
Okay, that was a simple answer. Why is everything so complicated with that school?
That's a more difficult question to answer.
Now that's the question to ask.
Because here's what I'd like to see, right? And I'll never get to see it. Only if, like, the free press attacks it with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind like they did Mel Tucker's contract. I would like to see... what's the out clause in here? Mm-hmm. Because you can dress it up, but what's the out clause in there if the NCAA pops him?
Right. Or what happens if, you know, you get hit with the level one? Do we not have to pay you this? Can we release you? Like you said, can we let you go and we owe you nothing but a hearty handshake and a go blue?
Well, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. But here's my one thing. I think it's interesting timing. Like, generally, you would get this stuff done before the season or after a huge win. Rarely does it happen when you've been hit with a refrigerator by an opponent and then stuffed inside of it. So here's my question. Listening to the morning show on Monday, midday show, even our show, we had a couple of these people. People were very upset, and it was less about the team and like they were taking it out on Sherrone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, he signed his contract. Without the details of what's in said contract, which, again, I'm sure our intrepid news reporters will get.
Going to FOIA it, yeah.
Sure. Well, listen, they got to every line item on Tuck's deal. I expect the same here. I'm kidding.
That's funny.
I'm kidding.
That's a funny man.
I'm kidding. I'm being absolutely facetious. Here's the one thing I'm being totally sincere about. I'm glad it's done because I don't like nonsense. I want to talk football.
See, yeah, because I was wondering, because David, we talked about it pre-show. Were they doing this to kind of say, okay, even though he lost, he's our guy, we're not going to bail on him yet?
I think they were doing this because, uh-oh, secret's out, dude doesn't have deal, we look ridiculous.
And we just got boat raced by Texas.
Let's you better tell your recruits something.
Yeah, let's get some positive news out there. He's not going anywhere.
Well, that's
he's
our guy. Look, Sherrone's an excellent recruiter by trade. Now, he alone can't elevate Michigan to the top 10 classes that I think fans are wondering why they're not getting. However, now that he's the captain of the ship, if it's public that dude's been operating on a handshake, a memorandum of understanding, no, you have to get a deal. This is what we talked about in Vegas. I'm like, this is silliness. You either sign the guy or you don't. And there are clearly reasons why not. So it makes me wonder, well, geez, all of a sudden this got done after a firestorm. Well, that's convenient. And then you factor in, all right, well, show me the Carfax. Like, what's the buyout or what's the separation clause? What's the out if he gets popped? I know what my guess is.
1 year, you get paid for this year and that's it.
That's a guess.
Yeah.
That's a guess.
But in the back of my mind, because I hear you, I hear both of you say it, and you keep saying secret, the secret's out. Well, how is the secret out if the AD is the one that released the information? So in the
Broke in USA Today first that he did not have a contract.
I thought Ward said it first on the radio.
No, it was a report first. Then Ward got into the pod space and we're like, why are you bringing more attention to this?
Confirmed it. He confirmed it. Yeah. So I just, in the back of my mind.
They were working out the details.
And I think differently, guys, but in the back of my mind, it's almost like, dude, you're going to sign this. No, I'm not, Jerome. I'm not going to sign this.
Yeah, but
watch
this. What leverage does he have?
See, NOA stuff is in there, and maybe he did not want to. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I disagree.
Meanwhile, Kenny is just priming the pump as the SEC honk in the corner over there. He's just like, you hate to see it.
It's like, are those duck feathers or geese feathers?
You literally took the words out of my mouth. You just hate to see it.
Pillow fight?
Yeah, go to driving school. Okay.
But no, David, I think it's, I don't think that it was, you're going to sign this. I think it was more of the powers that be at Michigan. How do we get out of this if this turns sideways? Because what we don't want is similar to what happened to Michigan State, where now it's a lawsuit over $80 million and whether he's going to get it or not. So no, we're going to make sure that it's worded carefully that if the NCAA comes down or if anything happens, the most we owe him is maybe a year and a half worth of salary, and we can move on to another coach, and he won't be able to sue us. That's how I see it. I could be, because we don't have the details yet.
No, it's all guesswork. And like I said, our intrepid services will find it.
The better question, Mike, was why does everything always have to be so difficult?
Or weird. Did you see the picture of Ward and Santa? I'm sorry. Like, I, if you think I'm being petty, I'd say the same thing about Michigan State. I don't ever want to see a school president in a football jersey. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Why wasn't Sharon in the picture?
I don't know. I'm not.
No, because normally it's the person at the table signing. Right? You see the athletes.
Yeah,
hey,
you show the video of St. Brown signing. You show the video of golf signing. And mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, it's not Spielman and Brad Holmes. Hey, awkward hug, bro hug. Here we go.
No, it's not Chris Spielman in a jersey.
Why is he wearing a jersey? I don't get this.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I think he wants to be a member of the team so bad.
I understand the whole idea of like, it isn't a big deal. This is nothing that will keep me awake at night. It was just you look at the picture and you're like, you're the president of one of the finest universities in the land, and you're in a Stephen Barry's jersey. What are we doing here?
Shout out Stephen Barry.
5 t-shirts, $5. Not the finest quality.
The precursor to Mr. Allen's.
Kenny, you would have loved Stephen Barry's back in the day. You get like 5 t-shirts for $20.
And the beauty of it is, even though they were here, you could have got Georgia gear.
Oh, yeah. Kenny would have been rolling around in a Louisiana Lafayette t-shirt. How? Yeah.
Stephen Barry's.
Yeah. It'll last you about 5 minutes, but it's a great shirt.
Maybe 5 months. But
if you took care of it.
Kenny, you're a t-shirt purveyor. You would have cleaned up at Stephen Barry's in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Put it next to a sandwich shop, and I'm there, man.
Oh, my. Oh.
Kenny, you belonged at Michigan State in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey Giant, Stephen Barry's. Maybe a little bagel fragel for you.
Bagel for
Craigle, Mike.
Flats Grill.
Off the top rope.
Listen, that's back when East Lansing was a real town. Now it's, I don't know what the hell that place is.
They got a Raising Cane's now, so they're back
to
being real.
Oh, well, that's great.
That as well, somewhere.
Really? Really? Come on. Stop it. Come on. You better read something. But no, that I just wanted the one segment there. I do have the Lions power stat for you, though.
Okay. We'll get to that next.
It's going to be something or nothing.
All right.
Okay. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.